USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote Thursday to begin the debate on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The bill will likely face a final vote this weekend. The partisan Senate voted 50-50 before Harris broke the tie. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, forced Senate clerks to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The bill will now go back to the House, which needs to approve any changes made by the Senate. The United States on Thursday announced new export restrictions for Myanmar and blocked the country's military entities from many types of trade. The new rules come in response to the escalating military crackdown on anti-coup protesters in Myanmar. Police and military officials have killed at least 54 people and arbitrarily detained over 1,700 during anti-coup protests. We are USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Several members of Congress are demanding answers on increased security measures at the Capitol in D.C. What was supposed to be a temporary stay of National Guard troops after January 6th seems to be more permanent. Washington, D.C. has been under military occupation the entire time Biden has been in office. Prince Philip is in the hospital. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's hospital in London, and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR's Dion Rocco Williams, a veteran of pit road, analyzes the pits at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for Sunday's Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube.
What I can tell you about this pit road is that these crews will have a challenge ahead of them this week. This will be NASCAR's first true test for these athletes on pit road. Now, these guys are going to have to manage a lot of things. One of six of these tracks have a curved pit road, and they're going to have to battle slickness. Las Vegas has been inherently known to be slippery. Running around the car, you're going to see a lot of stickiness laid down in the form of not VHT, but Coke syrup. Just so those guys can get grip, getting in and out of that box, around that box is going to be key, as well as those drivers blending in and off the track coming down pit road. It is definitely a veteran's pit road at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And those rookies are going to have their handful who aren't familiar with that pit road at Las Vegas.
The race at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox. Cybersecurity group FireEye on Thursday night announced it had found evidence that hackers had exploited a flaw in Microsoft's Exchange Server email application since as early as January to target groups across a variety of sectors. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, issued an emergency directive requiring federal agencies to investigate for signs of compromise and to either patch or disconnect from the Exchange Server program. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.